How you going, Lee?
And any questions at all, make sure you hit us up on our Facebook page. We'll tell you more about how you go about that at the end of our chat. And you've got a question from a listener first up.
We do. So another question from another avid listener. So Matthew from Ulverston asks, you can connect solar to any tariff.
And what's the answer to that one?
Well, the simple answer is yes, but I'd better explain why Matthew is asking this question. Way, way back in the olden days, and it's the bit where we'd fade to black and white, as we're going to history before 2013, when solar systems received 28 cents feed-in tariff for every kilowatt hour of excess solar energy that we sold back to the grid, the good old days. Most houses then had two tariffs, and to be honest, Lee, most houses today probably still have two tariffs. Tariff 31, which is your lights and power, and tariff 41, which is hot water and heating. Now, both of those circuits and those tariffs are electrically separate from each other. So solar inverters generally being connected to tariff 31 meant that devices on tariff 41 couldn't actually use the solar. But it didn't matter though, as you got 28 cents per kilowatt hour for your excess solar, so it was actually worth more to sell it than it was to use it, as the heating tariff was only around 17 cents per unit.
So what's the feed rate as it stands at the moment for those of us that are unaware?
So these days that feeding tariff is 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour, so it makes much more sense to use as much as you can and not give the retailers as little or none of your excess energy as you can. Having two tariffs, which are electrically separate now, becomes a major impediment to achieving a better outcome with a solar system. And that's because one of our highest energy consumers, being hot water and, say, heating, is essentially islanded from your solar. So your solar energy just cannot get there.
Okay, understood that. So back to Matthew's question, it's about, could he connect his solar to his heating and hot water tariff instead? That was the tariff that he used most of his energy on.
That's right. So he's obviously pouring most of his energy into heating hot water and warming the house. And the answer is definitely yes, but the meter channel on the inverter has to be programmed to accept solar export, or if it's on a separate meter, which sometimes it is, that meter has to be an electronic meter, and that also has to be programmed for solar export. You can do this with most tariffs, Lee, whether it be domestic light and power, domestic hot water and heating, rural pumping or commercial business tariffs. As long as the meter is programmed to recognise and record export, it can be done.
Okay, so what happens if you disconnect the inverter from tariff 31 and connect to tariff 41?
So what happens there, I guess in Matthew's case, he'd be able to dump all his solar energy into his heating and hot water, but because he's removed the inverter from tariff 31, it means he can no longer energise his power points and lights. So it's a trade-off that may not be very valuable.
If only there was a tariff that allowed you to energise all your house circuits with your solar, Adrian.
Well, Lee, and there is, and it's called Tariff 93. And this is the time of use tariff, and all your circuits are connected to one meter and as such connected to the one inverter.
I'm thinking that it's by far the best tariff for solar owners.
It is. We can put a timer on your hot water cylinder to focus its operation during daytime hours. The solar can heat or cool your house the solar during the day, plus run all your lights and power points.
Okay, what happens if you don't own a solar system?
Well, sometimes tariff 93 is still the best tariff, especially if you retired or you work from home, because the daytime rate during the week for tariff 93 is really low, it's only 14 cents. The other side of the equation, though, is for houses that are empty during the weekday and don't have solar, the numbers can get a bit murky. But if you do most of the high energy consumption on a weekend, that also improves the numbers because your off-peak rate of 14 cents is all day and night.
If you have an old solar system and you haven't explored a tariff change, it might be time to have a look at it.
Definitely, because you might be missing out. And it's far more simpler and cost-effective than trying to swap your inverter over to another tariff. If you go to Tariff 93, Lee, you just simply have to ring your energy retailer and ask for tariff 93 change. And in 99% of cases, that's always required. While physically changing your inverter to one tariff to another requires an electrical contractor and possibly reprogramming meters or new meters.
So take a look at T93. It might be just exactly what we're all looking for making the most of solar, or just suit everyone's lifestyle.
That's right. Everyone's different, but if you've got any questions regarding tariff 93, give us a call on 1300 502 599, and we can help you out. Or contact us via our Facebook page or email us via our website, and we can send you that information back.
We've got an election. Well, that's not too far away. We haven't got the date yet, but it should be in the next couple of months or so. It is brewing.
I can almost hear a collective sigh from Radio Land as, we sort of get a little bit jaded with elections. But there's been some TV ads, Lee, that have really annoyed me. These are the government ads exposing how great they've been going on renewable energy across across Australia. And when they come along, I resist the urge to throw my remote through the TV. Everything good that has happened in Australia in regards to renewable energy in the last decade has happened despite the government's best efforts. They literally have put roadblock after roadblock up in our path. They've spread information about the benefits and advantages of clean energy. They've reduced targets, played silly buggers with numbers. They even put the gas industry in charge of the country while the pandemic raced around the place. Remember, the state governments, industry, and mums and dads did the heavy lifting for the gains we've made in renewable energy around this great country. Flashy ad taking credit for everyone else's work, hoping we forget. You know, remember this one? Electric vehicles going to ruin the Aussie weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If the wind don't blow, the sun don't shine, this is coal, don't be scared of it. Cutting of the renewable energy target and trying to call gas and coal green and renewable. Look, those that follow the news know what's going on before. While politicians of all persuasion, and no one's immune from this, they like to depend on everyone forgetting what's not currently in the 48 hours news cycle.
Not all of us do forget, though.
That's right. Not all of us are goldfish. Some of the most exciting opportunities in the coming decades that are going to re-energise Tasmania and Australia is going to come out of the renewable energy sector, despite the government's best efforts to maintain the status quo we've got now of fossil fuel, their fossil fuel mates. And they've got a stranglehold on our country's energy sources.
Yeah, bit of food for thought. Now, Adrian, DMS Energy, you're the North West Coast leading provider and renewable energy and energy efficiency solutions.
Well, that's us, yeah. And if you'd like to get your energy costs under control, or you just need energy to a site, and we're also electricians as well, so don't forget that, just give us a call on 1300 502 599, or visit our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton.
And if you do have a question like Matthew this week, we can let you know via Facebook.
That's it, and we'd be happy to answer them here on Power Savers.
Good on you, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. We'll have another Power Savers again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30. You have a great day and a great week. We'll talk some more then.
You too, Lee. Thank you.